morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're officially had some snow. The weather's getting colder, and many folks may be out and about buying Christmas trees. If you're considering getting a freshly cut Christmas tree this year, here's a few things to look for from the horticulture experts at Iowa State University. First of all, if you're looking to determine the freshness of that Christmas tree you may be looking at, you can use a few simple tests. First, gently run your hand over a branch. If the needles on the tree are pliable or easily bent, they will be usually from a pretty fresh tree. If the tree is dry, the needles will be brittle and may fall off more easily. Another test is to lift the tree up by the trunk and lightly tap it or bounce it on the ground. If you have a lot of needle drop, that may be a dry or older tree. A fresh tree should only drop a few needles. If you don't intend to set the tree up immediately once you get it home, you want to make sure you store it in a cool and sheltered location, such as an unheated garage or shed. Leaving it outdoors in the sun and the wind will cause it to dry out faster and drop more needles. If you do decide to store it before putting it up in your home, make sure you put the base of the tree in a bucket of water. And before you bring it indoors, remove an inch or more from the bottom of the trunk, as this fresh cut will help make sure the water gets up into the tree and keeps it alive longer. You do not need to add any material to the water to prolong the freshness of your Christmas tree. There are many cures out there, such as molasses, sugar, soft drinks, aspirin, or commercially available products, but none of them provide any real benefit to the tree if they're added to the water. The main key to keeping a Christmas tree good and fresh is to make sure it's placed away from heat sources, such as fireplace, heater, radiator, or other heat sources, and make sure to keep the water reservoir full of water. It should be checked at least once or twice a day when you first bring it in the home, so you can determine how much water it's using. Fresh trees will absorb large quantities of water. If the water level drops below the bottom of the trunk at any time, the next time you fill it up, it will drastically reduce the amount of water it's taking up and will dry out more quickly from there. So make sure you're checking it once or maybe even twice a day when you first bring it in the house so you can get a good idea for how much water it's using. If you have a fresh tree and you care for it well, you should be able to keep it in your home and keep it fairly fresh for 3 to 4 weeks. Now, we do have some questions every once in a while about bugs on the Christmas tree. Aphids and spiders are the two common found pests on fresh-cut Christmas trees. In both cases, they're there because the adults were on the bark back in summer and laid eggs on the stems and needles. These eggs will remain dormant through the inhospitable weather of winter, but once they are brought indoors, they will hatch because they will be warmed up by the heat of the house. The infestation coming from the tree may vary from just a few to several hundred individuals. These newly hatched individuals will be very small, probably about 1/16 of an inch. None of these insects or spiders that emerge after coming in on a fresh-cut tree will cause any harm or damage to the tree, to your home, the furnishings, or you, the occupants of the home. They do not bite or sting, and they will not live long enough to grow or multiply. They are basically an annoyance that you will notice within a few days after bringing the tree into the house. Application of insecticides to fresh-cut Christmas trees is definitely not necessary and certainly not recommended. The insects and spiders that may happen to carry a ride in on the Christmas tree will quickly die of starvation or drying out in your home because it's not a hospitable environment for them to live. If they are found on the floor or other areas around the tree, whether alive or dead, you can simply vacuum them up and discard them. After the holidays, if you want to continue the green spirit of keeping your Christmas tree useful in the community, you can dispose of or recycle your tree once you made sure and double-checked that you have removed all the lights, ornaments, and tinsel so those are not going into the environment. You can place the tree in your yard or garden for use by birds and wildlife. The branches will provide shelter from winds, snow, and cold temperatures. If you want to provide food in your wildlife shelter, you can supply this by hanging fruit slices, seed cakes, suet bags, or strings of raisins or cranberries on the tree's branches. You can also use the pine cones from your tree to fill them up with peanut butter and roll them in seeds and hang those in the tree as bird feeders. You can also prune the branches off the tree and place them over perennials as an extra layer of mulch. Or you can chip the tree and use the chipped material as mulch around trees, shrubs, or in perennial flower beds. If you can't use the tree yourself, you may consider looking around the community for groups such as conservation groups or local schools that are willing to recycle them or would like to use them for conservation projects. If you have questions about the care of your fresh-cut Christmas tree or anything else, give us a call at the Extension office or stop by. Give us a call at 243-1132. For Iowa State University Extension, this is Kate Olson.